Next weekend, the United States of America celebrates its 250th anniversary, its semi-quincentennial. This weekend, the city of Chattanooga launches a series of community events for America 250 around the downtown riverfront that will culminate on Saturday, July 4th. Carmen Elliott is senior director, and Monica Kinsey is deputy administrator of the city's Office of Arts, Culture, and Creative Economy. Carmen, Monica, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ray.
Tell us more about this celebration.
So I'm calling it the America 250 Olympics because there are...
America 250 World Cup is already taken.
Oh, that is true. That is true. It's the biggest sleepover that America's ever had. But we're going into what is always a busy season for our department, but especially this year because of the America 250 celebrations. And we're kicking it off with Democracy Speaks, which will take place on June 28th. This is a collaboration between our office and Rhyme and Chat, which is a local poetry collaborative. And we're really excited about it because it expands on Poetry Pathways, which was a concept that we rolled out last year. We did kind of a proof of concept last year where we utilized very temporary signage just to see how it would work. And basically, Poetry Pathways is where we have, at that point, it was 12 poets who did poems that were inspired by different areas within Renaissance Park. And each sign you can go to, scan a QR code, you could hear the poet or you could read the poem that was inspired by that spot with the poetry. Well, with America 250, there were many grant opportunities. And so I said, hey, let me apply for this grant to see if maybe we could possibly get some funding to have more permanent signage and also maybe increase the amount of poets participating and pay them. And we got that. And that's what we have done. So we have 16 poets all participating from the ages of 10 all the way up. And we're rolling it out on June 28th, where we'll have music. Of course, the poets will be there and there'll be some food trucks. Just a great little celebration to kick off everything. And that's at Renaissance Park and it starts at 5:30.
On Sunday, June 28th at 5:30.
Yes.
And you said this is more permanent. So beyond July 4th, what of this will remain?
So it'll stay up for a year, a little under a year. And in April, we'll switch it out for our next Poetry Pathway project. So we'll keep Poetry Pathways going. It just won't always be called Democracy Speaks.
Mm-hmm. And then we have on Thursday, July 2nd, Pops on the River at Coolidge Park from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Correct. This is a 30-year tradition that we are continuing when Chattanooga's beloved summer celebration returns with live music, fireworks, food trucks, a homegrown vendor market, kids zone activities, and performance by local artists as well as the Chattanooga Symphony and Opera.
And then on Friday, July 3rd, we have Hamilton in the Round in Renaissance Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're showing Hamilton the musical, which, you know, everyone loves Hamilton. I mean, we thought this would be a fun way to get kind of an interactive activity going with the community where it'll be a sing-along. We'll have the lyrics up so you can watch the musical as well as sing along with the musical. So if you want to be one of the Schubert Sisters, you can. this is your opportunity to belt it out. We're encouraging you to sing along as opposed to with some locations that's not encouraged, but that night it will be encouraged for you to sing along with us at Renaissance Park for Hamilton in the Round. And that is, of course, like all of these events, free and open to the public.
Yes, starting at 7.
And then on Saturday, July 4th, the United 250 Mayor's Finale Celebration at the Chattanooga Riverfront. Riverfront Nights starting at 2 p.m. and take it from there.
Sure. So Riverfront Nights is doing a celebration along with multiple partners starting earlier that day along through the day celebrating America's 250th. And they have multiple activities planned throughout the day as well as having a performance that night. Where we come in is the county and the city are doing the ultimate finale for America's 250, United 250. And it is going to be a drone show, the largest drone show in this area, and a pyro show as well, like the waterfall off the Market Street Bridge. And that is the finale of the full day.
And when we say pyro waterfall cascading from the Market Street Bridge, this is not just a little stream. This is a 1,000-foot pyro waterfall.
Yes. So in the past, you may have remembered this occurring with Riverbend. And at that time, it was only around 800 feet. And now it's up to 1,000 linear feet. And it's going to be a little bit higher as well. So they're bringing it back with a boom, per se.
And talk more about just what you all and others who are working on this are thinking about as we get closer to this series of events, reflections on the celebrations, reflections on America 250.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, this is considered our busy season. So Pops is always kind of kicks it off for us.
Right.
It is like Monica mentioned, close to 30-year tradition, and it has, you know, a really high mark for us to meet every year, logistically speaking, because the CSO is always phenomenal. The local performing artists are always incredible, mm-hmm. but our team always has to also meet the mark logistically to get and pull everything off. So you add on to that all of these other phenomenal events that are also happening that are also very kind of lofty and big in idea and concept. I'm nervous when I think about America 250 and what's coming up and us surviving.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Although
it's a lot of pressure for a lot of days back to back for a very small but mighty team. I mean, we have a lot of wonderful partners. Parks maintenance is amazing. Correct. They help us with so much. We're a small but mighty team, so I'm excited. Yeah, CPD, fire, again, a lot of amazing emergency services, you know, partners.
Shout out to all those services that are doing overtime for that a lot part, of these events, including, part. You know, shout out to those services who are offering a lot of yes. overtime to get out here and protect and serve. And to make sure that we can all be out here celebrating for America's 250.
Safely,
correct.
So just thinking about all of those things, I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I'm really, really excited for the community to have so many ways to celebrate America's 250th birthday.
There's also support for some of this Democracy Speaks mm-hmm. and Pops on the River from the Tennessee America right. 250 program.
Right. So correct. I applied for two grants in order to get that additional support for those two programs because we are amping up Pops even mm-hmm. This year. So we applied for some additional support, and we were lucky to receive it. We were one of the first in our community to actually receive grant funding from that particular source. Like I said, again, the pressure is on.
Also to say, not just our America 250 events, but other organizations yeah. in town that are also doing America 250 events that are happening throughout the year.
Yes.
They all stop at Independence Day. It is a year-long celebration that is happening, so I would want everyone to keep their eyes and ears peeled for additional America 250 events that are opening and sure. happening throughout the year, but come to all of ours first.
You're right, exactly. And shout out to Linda Moss-Mines, yes. who will also be at Democracy Speaks.
Yes.
And I'm sure she'll be at Pops as well, and the United 250.
And the United 250. She's going to be at all.
She'll be at everything, but yeah, shout out to her for kind of leading the charge on all of this as far as the county
and the committee
and all of that is concerned.
Yeah, she has been the ringleader, and
she's
going to be at all of these. I mean, you know, with bells on, you know that.
For sure.
Maybe even Liberty Bells.
Of course.
Only fitting.
And for people who want to check out all of this, where can they go online?
You can go to chattanooga.gov to our calendar, but also I'd say especially you can go to our Instagram and our Facebook for the Office of Arts, Culture, and Creative Economy. We do have events and more information listed there.
All right. Monica, Carmen, thanks so much.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you, Ray.
And now here's one of the voices from Democracy Speaks, opening this Sunday in Renaissance Park to launch the America 250 Celebration Series in Chattanooga.
How Long by Mirabel Soufre. A world of envy, sadness, anger, and dark. Hope, home, joy, and love, where secrets often hide in plain sight. A place, reality. Everyone has darkened light in their souls held so tight. Where everyone deserves their rights. But in reality, there are things not everybody knows, like voices hiding in the shadows. How long? How long must we wait for liberty? We clean, we cook, we do your chores, we shine everything that is yours, and all we get is grief. When we find any ounce of cheer, you twist it into fear. We cannot vote, we cannot get a say, or choose our future in any way. You say we are yours, you make us believe it. You shame us, you choke us, you break us, you beat us. We say you shall stop. We deserve our rights, for we are our people, and that is what's right. The way to right wrongs is to turn the light of truth upon them. Ida B. Wells. Susan B. Anthony, Lucy Stone, Lucretia Mott, Elizabeth Cady Stanton. We put in our ballots, we hold up our signs. You throw us in jail as we put our lives on the line. Inez Milholland rode on a white horse so tall. We are our own saviors for one and for all. With gleaming eyes and a golden crown, enough to make the stars bow down. Mr. President, how long must woman wait for liberty? Ida B. Wells, Mary Church Terrell, Nanny Helen Burroughs, Mary Burnett Talbert, persevered through the hatred. We are people too. At the March on Washington, you said go to the back, but we are not fighting on a parallel track. Alice Paul, Lucy Burns, proud leaders of the Silent Sentinels, 2,000 strong picketing and protesting for women with a vote. The night of terror, November 14th, 1917, all lost in the abyss of that cold dark cell, chained up to the bars, unbearable things, unspeakable threats, enough to fill the ocean with the tears that were shed. How long must we wait for liberty? From ocean to ocean, from sea to sea, for Purple Mountain Majesties, for all those seeking to be free, listen to our whispered pleas. They cannot wait for liberty. For women are people, no different from you, you see. And if people deserve their rights, then so should her and she.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.